British Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott has farted in the hot tub at the Middle East peace talks and nearly killed all the delegates. Fortunately, the guff was so eggy that after revival, no one can actually remember what happened, and now they've woken up refreshed and ready for more of George Bush's Texan hospitality.
Morning, people. Isn't it a beautiful day?
Sure is, sugar. Perfect for rebuilding peace in the Middle East.
Exactly. Especially those countries we haven't destroyed yet.
And we've got a great plan to bring the Palestinians and Israelis closer together, ain't we, George?
See all those guns here, Tony? We're gonna build friendships by hunting together.
Is it a terribly good idea to give guns to Palestinians and Israelis?
Why? Don't they like guns?
No, they love them. That's the problem.
Tony, honey, a piece of friendly advice. Don't ever tell a Texan that guns are a problem, because they're liable to blow your head off.
Okay. Just take it out of my face, George.
Don't worry, Tony. I'm sure these fellas will be fine hunting together. Remember, guns and nuclear weapons don't kill people. People kill people. Ah, here's Arnie with Fatty and the delegates.
Shalom. Peace be with you.
Hey, y'all. Ready to go hunting?
We are ready to track down little animals with ruthless efficiency and eliminate them.
Okay, boys, pick a gun. As many as you like, we've got plenty more.
Brilliant! Me own gun! What do you reckon I should take, Arnie, sir?
Colt 45, Remington 1100 autoloader, phase plasma pulse laser, Uzi 9mm. They are all good.
I think I'll go with a pump-action shotgun.
Okay, listen up. I call on all delegates at this peace conference to do everything they can to stop killing in the Middle East.
You betcha. Now watch me shoot the shit out of Bambi.
Wipe my bush.
Bloody hell, John. How did we get talked into this? It's insane.
You'd be enjoying it a lot more if you had a gun. Go on, try mine.
You don't need a gun. Just one well-timed fart and you can kill anything downwind of you.
Shh, there's a deer.
Ah, isn't it sweet? Standing in the stillness of the forest glade. So proud, so noble.
Bollocks! Missed it.
John, I'm here trying to commune with nature, and all you can do is try to blow a hole in its ass.
There is a better way, you know, Mr. Prescott.
Yes, leave them alone.
No, I have a better weapon.
What can you do with a mobile phone?
Here is your answer.
Flippin' Nora! Its head blew up! How the fuck did you do that?
I had Mossad agents put explosive tags on all the deer.
That's brilliant. I wish you had one of them. I could sort out them journalists who keep calling me fat. Ah! That doesn't sound good.
I bet it's another one of George's friendly fire incidents. Come on.
Whack my bush.
What happened?
It's obvious. This Palestinian dog has deliberately shot one of our delegates.
It was an accident.
25 times.
My trigger got stuck.
Trigger this, mister.
Look out! He's got a form!
Now let's all stay calm, Mr. Sharon.
Go code. Coordinates 25B67J.
I don't like the sound of that, Tony.
Stop! Bloody hell! I knew I should have stayed in Tuscany.
Whack my bush.
Tony, why are you here sobbing like a baby and not out killing wildlife?
Killing's not my thing, Arnie. Unless it's a skinny latte.
Stop being a girly. Here, try my M60.
Blimey, it's heavy enough.
It suits you, Tony.
Thanks. It feels nice. Gives one a feeling of power.
Try shooting that duck.
Well, okay.
Bloody hell, Tony! You vaporized it!
Wow! That's better than sex!
It's even better with sex.
I feel more manly now than I've ever felt in my life!
Well, that's not hard.
See those sheep in the field? Take that, motherfucker!
I think those sheep belong to the farm next door.
Who cares? I'm going to kill them all! Take that, Gordon Brown! Take that, Osama! Oh, you want some? Die, motherfucking terrorist scumbag!
Oh, shite, he's gone all Rambo. Sorry, Arnie, I mean Terminator.
Don't worry, it's a normal reaction to wielding an M60 for the first time. He will be back tomorrow with a bandana around his head and no shirt, but He'll be happy.
As we suspected, Tony's got a big weapon, and he's not afraid to use it. What number do you call for an airstrike? Do you get a 2-for-1 deal on exocets before 7 o'clock? Dial us next time for more.
Whack my bush.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. You expect people to go to this website, whackmybush.com, and donate a few bucks for that pile of shit? It just ain't cool for school.
Sam, we can't pay for this unless they do.
You're shitting me. Donate some cash, motherfuckers. Well, I'm gonna get medieval on your ass.